Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to Monsters Radio. Wet, wet Wednesdays, when we play only the sexy music. It's not all slow, but it's definitely sexy. Get in. So go ahead, kick back, relax a little bit. I'm hoping y'all can feel us tonight. Yeah. So we gonna play some music to help y'all shake your ass. Then we're going to play some more music to help you shake your ass. So go ahead, get you some Moscato, a lover, roll one, and put it in the bud. Monsters Radio, Wet Wet Wednesday. Ooh, wee.
Yeah, Monsters Radio, Wet, Wet Wednesday. It's about to go down. You know how we do it every Wednesday night, where it's not all slow, but it's definitely sexy. You dig? I usually have a co-host with me here on a Wednesday night, a lady, but I guess she's been skipping out on us. She even called in on Skype one night. Y'all know who I'm talking about. Yeah, the Stallion, Baltimore. But it is what it is. So I guess I'm looking for a new co-host. Ladies, can you talk sexy? Fellas, don't call me. hit me up, because it needs to go down. It has to be sexy. It can't be a man show like a Takeover Tuesday. We need a lady around here to bring some shooka shooka. You dig? I'm talking about that. Do fries go with that shake type sexy around here? But, hey, just so you know how we get it in around here, this is how I get down. DJ E-Monster, Wet Wet Wednesday, Monsters Radio. This is our live show, and this is what it goes down. This is what I call my splash mix. Old school.
Yeah.
Yeah. What you know about this? Some of y'all don't know. But your parents do. So, hey, let's get into it. Sexy music. Ooh, hey.
Let me go deep, 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 deep.
Yeah, it's about to go down. Hit me up in just a bit. 424-243-9649. Until then, get butt naked. Dance in the front room. Leave the shades open. See, I talk too much. I'm just going to spin this music. Enjoy it, y'all.
I want to go deep. Head is sad.
Don't you know sky is the limit? I'm going to keep on reaching. So much love to give. So won't you come and get it? Bring your body. I'm just in yearning. Got the candles burning. Baby, I'm determined. Let me go downtown. Damn, I wanna have it. Lick around and pat it. Your kidneys say it's habit. You know I'm gonna answer your request. I'ma work it with finesse till the morning. Let me go deep, 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 deep. I wanna break you down.
Yeah.
Monstrous Radio, Wet Wet Wednesday, trying to get you in the mood with a little bit of ooh-wee music. I got some independent lovers coming Woo! Up in a minute.
Hear the sound of your body drip, drip, drip. As I kiss both sets of lip, lip, lip. Wow. Hear the sound of your body drip, drip, drip. As I kiss both sets of lip, lip,
I ain't afraid to drown. If that means I'm deep up in your ocean, yeah. Girl, I'll drink you down. Sipping on your body all night. I just wanna take your legs and wrap around. Girl, you coming right now. My head to your chest, feeling your heartbeat, girl. Swimming all in your sea, and you sweating all over me. Bring it forward, don't you run, run. Don't want to be a minute man. Maybe you're just like a storm raining on me. Girl, you're soaking wet. About to get inside your mental, huh? Bend your back like it's limbo. I'ma make you feel like an info tonight. Oh, you're mine, baby girl. Oh, anytime you want it, I'm ready and willing, girl, to give it. I start to look in your body, you go to trembling. Flip it around, girl, let me get it from the side. And can I visit all those spots you like? Your neck, your back, your sexy lips, booty and thighs. I don't want to be a minute man. Maybe you're just like a storm raining on me. Girl, you're soaking wet.
Together, you can tell as soon as I approach ya. When you feeling uptight, get it right. Don't fight, lighten up like Sammy Sosa. Women call me the super soaker, and I'ma soak your bed to death. How long can you hold your breath? Asthma attacking, waking up wondering what happened. Making me high like Tony Braxton. You can't deny you wanna break my back in. Two, what you wanna do? Look at you with your birthday suit, 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 suit. The forecast said it's cloudy tonight, and I'ma have your body like blue.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. About to get baptized, baby. Yeah, yeah. Hurricane Luther. Ain't no way you can weather this storm.
Monstrous Radio, Wet Wednesday. Do y'all hear that damn ear in my system? Okay, I'm gonna fix it. Check it out. Here's some upcoming, as I said earlier, some independent lovemaker music. Sound like masturbation to me, but it is what it is. I ain't trying to do all that, especially not to the homeboy song. This is Mike D. Cole. This is called Nothing But a Towel. Now that's sexy as a motherfucker. I'm just saying. No high heels needed.
Nothing but a towel. about to do is between me and you.
Nothing but a call.
Monsters Radio, Wet, Wet Wednesday. Hey, when we get our groove on, you dig, we do sex talk around here. You dig, it can get freaky as fuck. It can turn into whatever. I do have somebody over here sitting over here in the room. There's a couple people, but I know there's this one person. I haven't talked to them. The other people, they just want to listen. Everybody doesn't have to participate. Don't let me treat you like a Harlem Knight, hit you with a garbage can. Now you're trying to shoot off my pink toe. You know, you can speak if you want. You don't have to, but I'm going to open up, see if this person wants to talk, because I'm looking for a co-host tonight. You dig? Somebody to sit over here and talk about some things. It could be relationships. It can be whatever. You dig? But it, part of the show is talk radio, so I got to find somebody to talk to. So we're going to try with this person, see if they want to talk. Just listen. I don't know. We're going to see what they want to do, and then we're going to keep it moving with the music, and hopefully they can help me with this sexual conversation. Pray this is not a dude. It is what it is. But if you are a dude, it don't matter, dude. We can have some men talk about some shit women need to learn about, all kinds of things we could do. But let me go over here and see. If you want to try, see if you got some sexual conversation, 424-243-9649. Let me check over here. 91 Deuce. I hope you're ready. Don't run on me. 91 Deuce. Damn, this almost looks familiar. 912-678. Who we got on Monsters Radio? It's a Wet, Wet Wednesday. Sex Talk Radio. Hello.
Yeah, this is that Dirty Man. What's happening, you monster?
What's good, brother man? Jay Dirty.
Okay, call it, boy. Glad to see you back on the airwaves, big boy. Hey.
Hey, I'm glad to be back, you dig? Hey, connecting with all the homies, the friends, and you dig? Now, this is, for those of you, a lot of y'all have been listening for a while. Y'all know who Jay Dirty is. I ain't got to explain who this guy is. Now, this is one dude who I have to keep it 100 with you. He going to keep it 10,000. He going to tell you the truth. He ain't going to sugarcoat it. He ain't going to put no water down the slide so it gets slippery for your ass. You dig? He going to tell you what it is, like it is. Take it or leave it. Mick Dust Prince and kick rocks you don't like. So it is what it is. But what's good, bro?
It's same old shit, man. Just working, man. Trying to survive, man.
Shit, I hear you. I hear you on that one. Now, like you said, it's been a little minute. You dig? Have you by any chance maybe found that special one? Or, I don't know, maybe start dating or anything?
Come on, man. You should know the answer to that question, bro. All the dealings we done had, man. Come on, bro. You gotta make yourself for the right one, and make yourself the right one so the right one can find you. You heard? That's how you gotta play that
right
game.
Right, bro. I swear, it's like you already work here. I'm just saying because that's one of the things I was gonna say. I was gonna bring up say, some people they really don't know what it means to find someone or make yourself available to be found. You dig? A lot of people running out here trying to get in relationships. They motherfuckers ain't even ready. You dig?
Straight up.
10,000?
Straight up.
They not even ready for it. So, hey,
that's
what we going to do. I'm gonna play a track, help the ladies get into it, help the dudes, give them a little something to spit the isms in their lady ear. You know what I mean? And then when we come back, let's see what, like at the top of the hour, that's like 8 minutes. That might be two songs. I don't know. But then we're going to talk about, you know what I mean, from a man's point of view, you know what I mean, what it means to get yourself right or what you should be looking for when you're out there looking. That's what we're going to talk about. That's cool.
All right.
So, hey, check it out. Like I said, we play not only the sexy music, or it's not all slow, but it's definitely sexy. But check it out. This one right here, I like this track because it's kind of a throwback but a little bit up to date. This right here is one of the hot chicks that's in our system now today. She's not really an upcomer anymore. We started spinning her music when she first started out, but she's getting big now, and I'm just not just talking about her ass. I'm just saying this is Tink. It's called Million. It's off of that Aaliyah. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Ooh-wee, E-Monster and Jay Dirty tonight, Wet Wet Wednesday.
Can you feel it? Give me that. Yeah. There's a passion for it, can't ignore it, give me love. Your love give me goosebumps, you're the right one. When I need some, I call you. Real love never gives up on a Tuesday. If it does rain, you come through. Your love's like a big hug on a bad day, just what I need in my life. You're one in a million. When I wake up, what's the first thing on my mind? When I back up, can you catch what I throw down? Your love's what I breathe from. I would go numb if you left me here right now. Our love gets stronger when we break up. We be right back in no time. And our love's really concrete when you rock me. I just feel so brave and I. Million, million, million people told me not. And there's a million, 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 million reasons why. I fuck with you, in love with you. I run with you, oh yeah. I fuck with you, in love with you, I run with you, oh yeah. Your love's like my drug, I can't live without. Is amazing, we get through it when we just listen. You can be the voice I carry, you can be the man I marry. We can have this for a very long time. What's the wrong time? When the right time is a lifetime. You remember back when a million, million, million people told me not to trust in you. And there's a million, 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 million reasons why I fuck with you. Oh,
Radio, wet Wednesday. I don't know about y'all, but I sure be dreaming about me touching me an R&B chick. You dig? I'm talking about I want to be laying it on her. She be talking about the woo 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 and woo 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 woo. See, y'all don't know nothing about that bullshit right there. That's what we do, Monsters Radio. Wet Wednesday. But we do a little bit of sex talk in between. You dig some sexy music. It's not all slow, but it's definitely sexy. Now I got the big homie, Jay Dirty, with me. You dig, coming out of CA. You dig, I'm Piedmont, coming out of the Twin Cities. So I, Jay Dirty, I'm going to talk about tonight about how relationships and, you know, some people, you know, they not really ready for a relationship. Now, this is what I mean, bro. Some people are like, how could you not be ready? Well, keep it 10,000 right off the bat. Some of y'all not ready because some of y'all is just self-depressed by your motherfucking self. So you are so into complaining and all that other shit. By the time you get into a relationship, you finna bring somebody else down. By the time you start liking them, they are gonna stop liking you. You dig? So that's part of it. Some people, they just not really feeling good themselves. And that's number one. How you feel about it, Jay Dirty? If you're not feeling good about yourself, how can you bring a good person into a relationship?
Oh, yeah, no doubt, bro. I tell people this shit all the damn time. Before you go out here and try to find you somebody, you need to first get self-respect, learn self-loyalty. You know what I mean? If you don't have self-respect and self-loyalty, you ain't going to have it to offer to nobody else. So the relationship's pointless because in a relationship, the two main things that's very important is respect and loyalty. You got to respect your partner and be loyal to your partner. But if you don't respect yourself and you don't have loyalty for yourself, how the fuck you going to give it to them?
Right. And how can you expect something like that from somebody else? And let's keep it 10,000. That's the main fruit of a lot of relationships is respect and loyalty. There's probably a little more loyalty before the respect part, but either way it goes hand in hand. You dig?
Yep.
So, yeah, I mean, people are attracted to people that are beautiful. You know what I mean? Like, let's keep it real. You don't want no woman, as men, we don't want no woman coming into our lives. All she want to do is complain, talk about her ex, man, tell him all the shit he used to do wrong. And all, no, that's not why. That's not why I'm talking to you. I don't want to know about him. I want to make some new moments. I want to make some new excitements. So bringing all that other stuff in is really unnecessary.
Yeah, and Brian, to be honest with you, bro. Huh. It's like, you know, I'm a man that likes to down, that likes to sit back and peep game and shit. So, down, you know, I ain't been in a relationship. I ain't had but one relationship my whole damn life. So then, you know, I be sitting back and down peeping shit, bro, and it be like, you know, like nobody really knows what they want for real. Like, everybody, if you look at it, though, everybody's searching for perfect. That don't exist down here in this realm. That don't exist in this realm. So I think that's where they make their first mistake. Yeah, bro, they're trying to get them down Hollywood, you know, them movie screen marriages and shit like that and relationships, but... You know, it don't go down like that because, I mean, the main thing, all right, I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to go ahead and give them a little secret, bro. The way that you can find you a good damn partner, find you a person, bro, that'll look you dead in your damn eyes when you say, tell me a little about yourself and tell you, I ain't shit. I'm going to try to be shit, but I really ain't shit. I'm probably going to die ain't shit. But guess what, though? You ain't shit neither because we all imperfect. If you find you somebody that can tell you that looking you in your eyes when they ask you, tell me a little bit about yourself, you got to keep them, bro. Mm-hmm. Them motherfuckers is dead real. They real. And that's a big, important part of any damn relationship, whether it be friends, family, whatever, is keeping it real. And when you realize that we ain't shit, your standards is going to drop and you ain't going to be so damn quick to get a heartbreak.
Right. Because, hey, like you said, because I know a lot of, especially women, I'm going to keep it 10,000, a lot of men too, y'all think, like you said, people think they know what they're looking for. An example, like you said, what you need is somebody who is really going to tell you the truth. That's a person that's going to be honest with you. I keep it 10,000. Some people out here, y'all act like y'all want a motherfucker to tell you the truth, but motherfucker tell you the truth, and you get in your emotions and your feelings.
Touch, man. Yes. Yes.
It's like you beg a motherfucker to lie to you. I'm just
straight up. For real,
I'm just saying. You dig? Let a woman say, okay, was you down the street with such and such? Keep it real, ladies. You think
want, him to,
you
say
want
no.
him to tell you?
Yeah,
I was down the street busting them pipes. But no, you rather truthfully hear him say, no, baby, I wasn't down here. That hood rat, look how she dressed. I don't fuck with her. I don't even fuck with them kind of people. Get it? I don't even shop at the same store she do. I'm
really?
Just saying. Some
I don't want
to
cut you off, bro.
I
don't mean to cut you off, dog, but it's like one thing that really damn really threw me away from relationships, bro, the fact that 98% of damn relationships, bro, like, the arguing is just crazy. And I can't live with some damn body that I'm steady arguing with. Like, that's what I tell people all the time. They be like, Dirty, you crazy. What the fuck you talking about? I'm about to damn tell you. I'm going to explain it to you, dog. The only way that I'm going to get in a damn relationship is if I find the female me. It's got to be the same shit. Like, she's got to be me with a pussy. That's all it is. Everything else is going to be too damn low for my standards, girl. Like, it's shit, because I can't get along with no damn body that don't think like me, that don't want the same shit like me, bro. Like, it's got to be me, with a vagina. You know what I mean? That's the only damn way I'm going to be able to move in and live and damn talk every day and you know, live with a motherfucker like that. But other than that, you really just damn, all that arguing, bro, like, that shit is, everybody, I don't know why the fuck society got people down thinking that arguing is supposed to be part of a relationship. Who the fuck told you that shit?
You go around your
closest fucking partners, bro. You go around your goddamn grandma or something. But I bet you and your damn grandma don't be arguing like that because of what? You got respect, right? All the arguments don't go on like that, buddy. These people don't understand. When you got respect though for your partner, though, all that arguing shit, bro, that if you fucking with somebody that's honest with you and the man's honest and the woman's honest, bro, the argument ain't going to be there. Because then they both going to admit, yeah, we fucked up. I fucked up. Yeah, baby, I fucked up too. Cool. Let's move on. Shit. Yeah, keeping it honest, but they don't understand how important that shit is. But these motherfuckers out here trying to damn play charades just so they can get in the pants, so they trying to goddamn act like they did just so they can get in a relationship with somebody. But then they don't realize that the real you going to come out eventually, so you might as well just start off with that. Peel the band-aid off quick, you hear me? Yeah, I ain't shit. You ain't shit. Let's love each other in this ain't shit world. Let's do it. You know what I mean? Let's go in like that.
Right.
Let's not go in with the motherfucking millionaire dream, dog. Let's go in there with the we ain't shit mentality. So that, oh, you can only go up from there. Let's start low. Let's start at the damn bottom because you can't do nothing but go up from there. Let's do that.
Right. Hey, and I love how you had mentioned in there about people being on the same playing field, several same whatever you may want to call it. Like you said, you try to find somebody who's like you, like the same things you do, can keep it real like you, so on and so forth. Some people, they're so into, they think life is all about, I mean, don't get me wrong, life is about having a partner, but it's about having the right partner, not rushing out and just finding somebody just because you want to sit next to a motherfucker and watch a movie. You dig? That's how you end up settling, looking for a motherfucker that ain't really looking for you. A good example, on the same playing field, I'm just using this as an example. If you go into church every Sunday, you might want to look for somebody who is spiritual or going to church every Sunday or very spiritual or down that road. Because you end up going out with somebody who likes to go kick it and party every Saturday night and not go to church on Sunday. Somewhere down the line, y'all going to have issues because y'all's not looking down the same road. I'm just saying, I'm not saying people go out on Saturday night are heathens. No, I didn't say that. I'm just saying that may not be the one for the lady who's staying at home getting her rest so she can get up and go praise the Lord.
What I'm talking about, though, bro. Goddamn, like these people, bro, like it's almost like they pick the opposite of really of who they are. It's like motherfuckers go out this, man. They go out here, bro. It's like they pick the they actually probably without even knowing it, bro. They pick the opposite of who they really are. Like I see that all the time. Like I like to analyze people. I love that shit. Yeah, it seems like motherfuckers just be going out there looking for the opposite of themselves all the time. That's what I see.
Right.
They end up, I've seen a lot of damn good Christian girls get turned out try to be with the thug down the corner. I've seen a lot of damn thugs end up going to damn church. People go out there looking for the opposite of themselves, and that's where they fuck up at, man. You gotta find your reciprocal, man.
Right. Yeah. And another thing, like you had said before, about this whole thing where, I don't know how to say it, but I think it's the novel books and, like you said, the movies, bro. They think that what they see on the movie, which is a fictional tale, these motherfuckers is acting. You know that shit's not real. That shit is not real. They're pretending to be that in love, and they think that shit is real in real life. And you got to remember, that's a fantasy movie. That's not real life. People go through things.
They waiting for Prince Charming to come, bro. Waiting for Prince Charming, dog. But, bro, Prince Charming don't exist, dog. You got Prince shit. Yeah, you can get you a Prince shit coming to save you. That's about all the fuck you're going to find down here. Get you a Prince shit, you know what I mean?
But,
yeah, I'm an advocate of that.
But we'll even pretend that there's a Prince Charming out there. And this goes back to people not knowing what they're looking for. We'll pretend, Mama, there's a Prince Charming out there. He came into your life. You met him at the motherfucking Jay-Z concert. You done tripped and dropped your high heel pump. He done brought it back to your crib, found you. You did showed up in a pumpkin-colored motherfucking Ferrari. He takes your ass off to the castle. Now, the next morning, you not knowing, thinking you want Prince Charming, this motherfucker got to wake up and go run a kingdom. He ain't got time to be spinning, flossing with your ass in the motherfucking mall. He ain't got time to be doing all that shit. He got a kingdom to run. This motherfucker's a prince. See? That's where they get the shit confused. Some women talking about, want a man to spend all his time with me. Well, guess what?
Job. Yeah, they be wanting too much time.
I want a man got a
like,
job.
Bro. Yeah, damn, there's 24 hours in a day, baby. Like, dog, I mean, look here. I got an 8-hour fucking job, bro. Most people do got the 8-hour shift, 40 hours a week. It's only 24 hours in a goddamn day now. We're going to have to damn compromise instead of fucking time, goddamn, because even after I come home from damn work, I'm feeling fucking cool out for a minute, bro. I don't give a damn if you come through the damn house, booty ass naked out the shower. I'm going to be tired. I work hard. And then you're going to have to damn get me by the good hour and 30 minutes to damn recuperate. Before you even down, you know, you can say how you doing, baby? How was work when I come to the house? I'm gonna tell you, it was work. Then let me go in the room and chill out for a minute, collect my damn self, get a little rest on. Then you can tell me all your fucking problems there. Matter of fact, don't even do that because I don't want to hear about so and so at the job talking shit. That ain't my business. I don't give a fuck what they talking about. Don't come to me gossiping. But that's a big damn issue with these ladies. They always want to gossip to their man. I ain't trying to hear that shit. I'm not a damn, I'm not a supporter of gossiping, bro. I do not like that goddamn shit. That is unholy. I don't fuck with it, but I don't like gossiping. Don't bring that shit to me. And 99% of damn women love to gossip, but they like to talk about other people, other women. I ain't with that, so yeah, you can't bring that. That's actually one of my damn top five pet peeves, bro. I will shut you off quick. You bring that shit around, you know, I don't want to know what the fuck such and such told you. I don't care.
Right. Hey, you just keep bringing out things. All you got to do is speak, bro, and I just come up behind you and follow and draw things out. That's another thing. You got to watch the motherfucker you trying to get into a relationship with. For real. Now, like you said, if this motherfucker always coming back talking about da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, that's that type of person. That's their character. That's a person's character. Now, it's only going to be a matter of time before they out probably at the same job they coming home talking about your ass. You dig?
Oh, believe it.
Another example. Some of these dudes be out here talking about some, oh, yeah, she bad, da-da-da-da, she got a man, or let's reverse it. We won't always talk about the ladies, talking about the women, talking about, oh, he nice, but he talking about he relationship, he don't work, and da-da-da, da-da-da, and now, guess what? Now, you just don't set a precedent, because now while you sitting there fucking with him, guess what? One day, that's going to be your ass on the other end. Why he talking about some, oh, I'm not happy at the crib. Nah, he with somebody else. These are characteristics people don't be looking at when they finna try to jump into a relationship with somebody.
Straight up, bro, because if that motherfucker gossip to you about somebody, you think they won't do that shit to your ass? This another, I'm going to bring up another good damn point with relationships, dog. I'm going to bring up another one. Bro, it's like this, bro. It's like, damn, it's going away. No, I got to catch it. Damn, hold on, bro. I'm about to say something good, too. Damn. Well, it's kind of about the gossiping thing, bro. Like, damn, you know, like, bro, if you think, if them motherfuckers come to you, bro, talking about somebody else, you think they won't go out there and do that same shit to you? And then, oh, that's what I was going to say. I don't want to be with some goddamn body that if it don't fucking work out, they're going to go out here and slander my name and tell people I wasn't shit. Oh, he little dickhead, all that type. I don't want nobody like that, bro. I want it if that shit don't work out, because I'm going to be real with my partner all the damn way. So if that shit don't work out, I ain't going to never say nothing bad about you unless you damn, even if you gave me a damn reason to, I don't do that. That's my business. I don't, only damn people that's going to know is whoever the fuck you tell, because I'm like, that's not nobody's business but mine. I don't want nobody to, when it don't work out, they're going to go out here and slander my fucking name and tell people that, oh, I wasn't shit. And I already told you that. You knew that from the jump. So now you're going to go out here looking stupid because I done told you I wasn't shit. So now you're just making yourself look dumb because I told you that from the get-go and you still went with it. So go ahead and keep talking. You're making yourself look stupid.
Right. You're putting your shit on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, snap picking y'all's conversations and putting them out there and all. Yeah, that's all that old backwater shit. I don't really fuck with that type of shit neither. Real talk. Like, and another thing, damn, we getting close to the show. Damn, bro, we got a good conversation going. another thing, like, is what I call relationship jumpers. And what I mean by that is that means, like, she with one dude today, and then they break up. And instead of just letting that shit weather out, you dig? Calm down, let the storm, whatever, go through your emotions, do what you do, because there is a graceful period between you breaking up when you're really into somebody. Now, this was Monday. Now, Wednesday, she with another dude, talking about how they all locked up and all this other shit. Hold on, when you just went homeboy just not too long ago, now you over here with this cat talking about you in love. That's some dangerous shit right there, people. Me, personally, I think people should have to wait a certain amount of time after they break up with somebody to get into a new relationship. Two reasons. One, sometimes y'all feelings ain't let go. Another motherfucker finna try to come back and break up some shit that you trying to start now. And number two, shit. Sometimes motherfuckers be getting back together. They might not talk for a week. The week and a half they talking. You dig? Now y'all don't start it. No. Now me and dude finna bump heads. We finna be a fight.
Yeah. And I wanna bring up one more point to you though. It's kind of like, you know, with them fucking relationship jumpers, bro. It's like, you know, me personally, bro. Like, I don't want a woman that needs me. I want a woman that wants me, but I also want a woman that ain't got no, because I ain't got no feelings, bro. I hate to admit that. It's one of my flaws. I have none. So I need somebody that ain't got none either, that ain't scared to say, you know what, this shit ain't working. I got to go. I don't want nobody to damn candy coated to go through the motions because they scared of feelings. I want somebody that's cold just like me that's going to say, look here, you fucking know. I need somebody that's going to check me because I'm human. I'm going to slip. I'm going to. I need somebody that ain't scared. I don't want no goddamn chick, but that's scared they ain't going to get no goddamn money out my damn paycheck, so they ain't going to tell me what I did wrong because they want to go shopping this weekend. No. I need somebody that's going to come to me and be like, bro, you fucking up, man. But I don't want no damn body. I don't want nobody that's going to come at me down arguing and mad when they tell me. I want somebody to just sit me down. Real, bro. Voice calm just like this up and say, look, baby, you fucking up bad. And then I want them motherfuckers to be not scared to explain to me what I did so that we can know, because I'm not going to pop off. But these dudes getting their feelings more than women do some damn time. Like, when the woman point out what they did wrong, a lot of these dudes, bro, they be like, bitch, you don't know what the fuck you talking about, isn't that all this happened? I don't rock like that. Like, if I fucked up, but you could explain to me what I damn did, I'm a man of understanding. I'm gonna agree with you. If I really did that, I'm going to be like, damn, you right. You know, I ain't gonna do that no more. I need somebody like that. I ain't trying to have no damn yes woman around me. I don't need that shit, man. Fuck, I need somebody that ain't scared to get dirty. I mean.
Right. And you know what? I think a lot of relationships would change if there was that type of honesty. There are people out there that are like that 10,000. But I tell you what fucks it up. If what fucks it up, whether it be a grown man acting like a boy or a grown woman acting like a girl, keep it 1,000. Your mate will come to you and say, look, you fucking up. I'm not happy. I know your ass is down the street. You're doing da-da-da. Stop it. Let's make this shit work. And if you can't stop it, we got to let it go. The other person that's being the child will be, no, motherfucker, I do it because of this. Or I did it because you did that. Or you did this. Or you did that. Instead of just keeping it 100, like you said, being an adult. Okay, look, I understand. I did that. I didn't realize I was doing that to make you unhappy. I'm going to do what I can to correct it. Or you could say, fuck you, motherfucker. I ain't going to do right. Kick rocks, get in the motherfucking cab, kick your ass down the street. You know, but at least there's an opportunity to make a decision. To say, I'm going to do right, or I'm having more fun doing this other shit over here. You know what I mean? But
exactly,
you can't
bro. Exactly.
No, man.
Everybody got them scared to be damn considered a hoe now. So these goddamn dudes, they ain't going to admit when they out here fucking, bro. These women ain't going to admit when they be out here fucking because everybody's scared to be labeled a hoe. Everybody. So they're not going to come out and say that. Me, if I'm out here fucking around with these women, boy, you catch me? Yeah, baby, I'm a low down dirty dog. I know this. I'm sorry. I know this. I'm a low down dirty dog. you knew this when you met me, but I will apologize for that, and I will try my best not to do it no damn more. But then again, you know, I tell people all the time, bro, I will never be in a damn relationship, bro, because I'm not good at that. I'm not good at taking orders. I ain't going to let another fucking human being goddamn tell me what the fuck I can and can't damn do, when I got to be home, when I can't go out. And no, ain't no way that I can't let another motherfucking human tell me, but there ain't no way. I do what the fuck I want to do. You either going to be there with me or you ain't. I can't help you on that, though. That's how I am.
Now, that is, bruh, I'm surprised to hear it coming, because I know your age range. You dig? I ain't going to put it out there, but I know your age range, and I'm so just shocked to hear you say this, because that right there is like a whole nother chunk of a show all by its motherfucking self, wrapped up in a motherfucking Christmas wrap. I'm just saying that all by itself, because I think sometimes people, they do get caught up in the whole thing of the title, my man, my woman, like as if it's an ownership. And I think sometimes people, they put title on things when a title is not deserved. Like to me, I know when a woman is my woman, because she'll make me feel like that. I know, because
straight up,
it's just me and her. There is no, oh, the homeboy called at 2:30 in the morning talking about he need a ride. And she the only one can give him a ride at 2:30 in the motherfucking morning. And he look like a player, like a motherfucker. I know you got skeezers, homie. We know what's going down. You understand what I'm saying? And that's how people get caught up in a lot of bullshit. So that right there Damn, we should make that shit next week.
Yeah, but you ain't lying though, bro. Because goddamn, you know, bro, titles put shackles on relationships, dog. It's like a new fucking form of slavery, bro. Like, and it, like, you know, it ain't that I'm being a damn asshole when I say that though, bro. I'm gonna do what the fuck I want to do. I'm gonna tell you this up front. Yes, I'm gonna do what the fuck I want to do. You either gonna damn come with me or you gonna sit home and be mad. I cannot help you make that choice.
Right.
I do not want a goddamn woman that's gonna say, "Oh, that's my fucking man." No, I need if you my woman, you gonna be there. If you're not, I don't fucking own you. Don't put no goddamn shackles on our shit. I don't fucking own you. I ain't no damn slave on you. Free to do whatever the fuck you want to do. You free to go wherever the fuck you want to go. You free to leave any goddamn time. But a real woman that really wants you, they gonna stay with you. A real goddamn woman that really is your woman, they're going to stay with you. They're not going to, no, you know, you always got a choice of me. I'm never going to make nobody feel like they obligated to stay. No, motherfucker, if you don't hear, you ain't happy, go. I will not slander your damn name. I'll open the door for you and say goodbye. I won't even be mean about it. I'm not a slave owner. I'm not going to fucking own you, and you ain't going to own me. Let's live free and happy together without all them fucking shackles on. It's easy.
Right. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Real talk. Well, all right, well, shit, we're at the end of the show. Dude, I definitely want to spin this track on my way up out of here. I know. I'm like, what? Okay. But I guess that's what good conversation does. I'm pretty sure a lot of people are going to listen back to this. I'm going to get a lot of emails talking about y'all kept it 100 on that and y'all touched some real stuff. Because usually when men vent, women listen. Men think that they don't, they listen. You dig? So, all right, you got any shout-outs tonight, bro? I know this sound funny, but, hey, it's been a while. I got to check anyway.
Nah, bro, I don't fuck with nobody like that, bro. Just shout-out to E-Monster, man, and Monsters Radio, bro. Thanks for having me back on, man. It's been a minute. Glad to hear you back on, brother.
Yeah. Hey, it ain't nothing but a thing, you dig? Hey, glad you called in, you dig? Well, I've been sitting over playing by my motherfucking self, talking. It's just awkward, bro, when you try to have a conversation,
I
you don't even want to talk.
I feel you, brother. I feel you. Now, what happened to your co-host, man? What happened?
I don't know. That's all I'm going to say.
All right, that's good enough for me.
I don't know.
That's good enough for me. The best answer to any question.
Remember, Wet Wednesday, we're every Wednesday night. It's talk radio. We play 50% music, 50% talk, as long as I got somebody to talk to. But if not, you can always check out monstersradio.com. You can check out archives from our show. We got artists over there that we spin. You can find out about them, their music. We're trying to build a music store so we can help build this new economy. I'm going to try something new. Facebook did their thing. Well, I'm going to try Monsters thing. Hopefully, it'll go like I want. If not, oh, well, I tried. So on my way up out of here, here's something I want. I don't even know how to say it. It's just a hot song. And you'll understand it. It's my life, Jenny. Monsters Radio. It's called It Must Be Nice.
Love
yeah, you know.
Hey, yo, you would have just flipped on this CD player. I just want to inform you that when you got somebody good, you hold on to them. Women, it's a man. She'll still be here. on, you don't have to show. They know exactly where it hurts. Never someone who trusts you despite what they've heard. Someone as mighty as a lion,
but still as gentle as a bluebird.
Someone you don't have to tell, you don't want to be alone. Having someone you can grow old with until God calls a home. Having someone who understands that a fuck has feelings too. Someone who loves you for sure. You never let them go, cause someone
when they are gone,
they will
be
there. Lusting and all this time, I finally found me somebody for me, somebody I could tell the way I feel about you.